Good afternoon. Maya Padal is an organization in Guatemala, a nonprofit that's been in operation for 16 years. It started during the armed conflict, and a lot of families at that time needed economic help, and they didn't not only needed economic help, but they needed ways to organize and support their economy. So Maya Padal joined up with a Canadian organization called PEDAL, who provided some economic support and was able to help start this appropriate technology. Creates bicycle machines that perform agricultural tasks that help the rural families perform the tasks they needed to support their small economies.
Setentikinchachu.
Bueno, para empezar, muy buenos días. Maya Padal es una organización con 14 años de 16 años, perdón, con 16 años de impulsar lo que es la tecnología apropiada. Esto nace a través de lo que fue el conflicto armado. En ese tiempo, pues como quedaron varias familias desarraigadas, a través de esto, pues se buscaron proyectos que vinieran a apoyar a las familias que se habían desintegrado. En ese tiempo, pues conocimos a un grupo de voluntarios canadienses que venían a apoyarnos económicamente, pero se miraba de que la necesidad no era solo de darle un apoyo económico, sino que de facilitarles el sistema de trabajo para tener un mejor desarrollo socioeconómico.
Yes, we're in a small town called San Andres Itzapa, which is about 20 kilometers from Antigua and about 40 kilometers from Guatemala City. So it's about an hour and a half bus ride to Guatemala City, about a 40-minute ride to Antigua. Yes, I'm on a bicycle trip from the United States to Brazil, and I'm stopping off here for about 3 or 4 weeks to help out the organization, which is basically what most of the volunteers who come through here are staying for, anywhere between a couple of days to several months, or even up to over a year.
Yeah.
And so actually a lot of the travelers are traveling on bicycle, but many come on plane, many come on bus. If they're traveling through the region, they've heard
Excellent.
About the organization. The organization has housing for volunteers, so volunteers can stay here, and there's a kitchen for us to cook and share meals as we help out the organization with making bicycle machines or performing other tasks like responding to emails and coordinating shipments of bicycles from the United States to
Bueno, este es un proyecto que en el cual nosotros pues ayudamos a las familias, no solo a lo que es el sistema de las familias de las mujeres especialmente, sino que también a todas las personas indígenas y a todos los agricultores en el área rural. Las bicimáquinas que nosotros usamos, ellos pueden empezar a cultivar, también a generar directamente ya un negocio, también hacer unas pequeñas granjas de desarrollo socioeconómico para que puedan tener un ingreso más factible al desarrollo de su familia.
Sure.
So the organization is directed towards rural families and particularly women to help them to create a small business on their farm or in their house. And the machines can do anything from blend shampoos and soaps to grind corn and coffee. And so the machines really help the family to become more economically sustainable.
Excellent.
Well, if you go onto the website, mayapadal.org,
there's a page that has an application, a volunteer application. You'll see several volunteer positions that a volunteer can take, including workshop engineer to help work on the bicycle machines, cycle mechanic to help repair bicycles, sales and publicity director that can produce PDF files and flyers, and some other volunteer positions. And then there's an application. If you'd like to volunteer, please fill out the application and email it to mypedal@hotmail.com. And that's how you can become a volunteer. We'll read your application and respond to you. And if there's space, which there currently is quite a bit of space, you can come through and stay for as little as long as you want and help out the organization. Volunteering here is a lot what you make it. There's a lot of potential to do lots of different projects at MyPedal to improve the project. Exactly. Yeah. There's about 15 spaces available in the house. We could support more volunteers so long as they provide their own spot in the town. We have had 15 or 20 volunteers at the facility at one time. Yeah, it's about 5 quetzales a day, 35 quetzales a week, which amounts to about $4 a week for the lodging and the facilities. And then the volunteers pay for the food. So we all buy our groceries and split the cost of the groceries as a group. And we cook for each other and we share meals. So it's quite a community.
Bueno, gracias. Para empezar, pues como decíamos, pues tenemos apoyo local, local, nacional, y te voy a mencionar varios grupos que nos apoyan. Por ejemplo, para empezar, pues tenemos a los de la Universidad, el Instituto Tecnológico de Massachusetts, Bike Not Bombs, Working Bikes de Chicago. También la Universidad Rafael Landívar y la Universidad Rafael San Carlos de Guatemala, que ellos nos mandan lo que es ya los estudiantes para hacer sus tesis. También el apoyo de los voluntarios, que es a nivel internacional. Lo decimos de esa forma porque vienen de varias partes del mundo y ellos son los que vienen a compartir y aprender también parte del proyecto que nosotros realizamos y tenemos. La organización, pues lamentablemente, no recibe ningún apoyo económico directo, sino que lo que recibimos son bicicletas recicladas. Y que el costo del ingreso de estas bicicletas a Guatemala y a Maya Pedal es muy elevado, y por tal razón siempre nos hemos visto en un déficit que para nosotros es difícil mantener la organización. Entonces estamos siempre viendo cómo podemos autosostenernos, aunque no tenemos directamente un gran beneficio, porque lo que nosotros hacemos es solo en las bicimáquinas, o para dárselas a las comunidades, solo cobramos el costo de fabricación, no tenemos ninguna ganancia. Muy alopti.
In support, we have local support as well as national and international support. And the international support includes some support from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who basically contributed some technical support and some design support of one of the machines, the bicycle washing machine. But we also, our main contacts internationally are Bikes Not Bombs in Boston, that provides the containers of bikes, as well as Working Bikes in Chicago, that also provides containers of bikes. And locally, we're in contact with some of the universities in Guatemala that have students come here to do their theses on technology. And of course, we have the international volunteers that are continuously coming through here. But the support, the physical support, the material support that these organizations give are donated bicycles. Right. And with respect to finances, when we sell bicycles and bike machines, we sell them at cost. So we're not actually generating a profit on the machines, and we rely on the donations of bicycles, as well as monetary donations, to keep the organization going and to make the shipments of bikes.
Muchísimas gracias. Pues yo hago una invitación en general a todos los que puedan apoyarnos. Tenemos, como les mencionaba anteriormente, tenemos varios problemas. Uno es el recurso económico, lo otro el recurso de las bicicletas, que ahorita en estos momentos pues pasamos una crisis porque no tenemos lo que es la materia prima. Si alguien pues pudiera o tuviera la gentileza de apoyarnos tanto económica como en materiales, pues a buena hora, y también con los voluntarios, que para nosotros siempre han sido la parte fundamental, porque ellos vienen y lo llevan a vienen a aprender y llevan a implementar este proyecto a otros países porque tienen más facilidades de cómo viajar.
Sí.
Y esto pues nos gustaría a nosotros de que se fuera incrementando en cada parte de cada país, para que hagamos algo por contribuir para mejorar nuestro medio ambiente.
Or help pay for a shipment of bicycles by doing a fundraiser, collecting the money and then sending it to us. Right now we can be receive money through Western Union or MoneyGram. We're in the process of trying to set up a PayPal account. But if you can organize a shipment of at least 400 bikes, or if you can help fund a shipment, that is absolutely what we need the most.
Gracias. Pues yo solo quería terminar con una oración que dice así, perdón. Es un mensaje que queremos dar para que también todos hagamos conciencia de lo que es el planeta. Y dice así: hagamos del planeta Tierra nuestra iglesia y cuidarlo sea nuestra religión.